Gandhi Mudzengwa was picked up by plainclothes men in Harare last November and taken to a prison cell. He said he was tortured and accused of bombing a police station in Harare. His case went to court several times, and his freedom was ordered repeatedly by the High Court and opposed by the state. Mudzengwa is the former personal assistant to Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. He was released Friday, and all guards were removed from the hospital. But he says he was alarmed when police visited him and MDC Director of Security, Chris Dlamini, this week.
We feared the mosques that we're going through a repetition of November and December when we were abducted. After the abductions, we found ourselves in a prison cell without a warrant of commitment. I was tortured. The worst of it was waterboarding. Put a water in a laundry sink, and you're blindfolded, and then they put a sackcloth on your face, and then they dip you in it. Your legs raise right up to drowning you, and then when they take you out, they throw you to the floor. Honestly speaking, I thought I was going to die.
Mudzengwa said he believes officials are trying to derail the political agreement to form an inclusive government.
It's just a ploy. They don't want this inclusive government to work. If it works, it takes away the gravy train for them.
Chris Dlamini has also made allegations of torture to the media. He says he also endured waterboarding and believed he was going to die. He said he signed a confession in which he revealed details, which he said he made up, of MDC military training in neighboring Botswana to overthrow Mr. Mugabe.
That was so bad. The first time I'd ever been subjected to that kind of torture. I boxed in my life when I was young. I got knocked out. And this was something. And I was convinced these people wanted to kill me. I had to say that in order to save my life. And it really worked. When I just lied to them, I gave them a story which they bought. And the beating stopped. So I got to know that they didn't have no story, and they were relying on whatever I was telling them.
He said being under prison guard without warning after he has been released on bail made him believe he was going to be abducted again. Both men have been charged with terrorism and banditry, and their trials are due later in the year. Police spokesman Wayne Vudzijena said the men's case is under investigation and the actions of the police were in line with the law. Officials have indicated through the pro-Mugabe Herald newspaper the state will appeal Mudzengwa and Dlamini's freedom on bail. In the same hospital Tuesday, two farm workers from central Harare were admitted with bullet wounds. According to the Commercial Farmers Union, they were shot by police when they tried to return to work, following a visit to the district by Deputy Prime Minister Arthur Mutambara last Friday. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.